Welcome in, everybody, back to another episode of Grub Buds. Again, episode number 6, we're going Sud Buds. Again, a little return to what we did for the Christmas special. We did the Bud Light Christmas seltzers. This time we got, you know, we got a little something special. Truly has entered the hard alcohol game. The hard alcoholic iced tea game. Very lucrative game. Very important game. So we're gonna drink some. We're gonna drink the original, and then we're gonna drink the new Trulies, and we'll tell you which one's the best of the Trulies, how they compare to the Twisted Teas. We're gonna cover it all. We're gonna talk some weird news. We've got, you know, I don't know, naked fugitives. I feel like every week we have naked fugitives. I don't know what it is, but we do have a few first time guests and a few returning. In my top left here, we're joined by Braden Mishler. Braden, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Surviving your Monday.
Barely.
Ready to drink?
Oh, very much.
Oh, yeah. We have Rory. Rory, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great. Ready for a nice rough Monday, evidently.
Oh, yeah. And Lane, first time for Lane and Braden, by the way. Lane, how are you doing?
What's up, man? I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to have everybody in. So I guess how we're going to do this is we're going to start with the OG Twisted Tea. We're going to, it's all reversed on the stream because we're doing it through Discord, so nobody will be able to read anything. But we'll start with the OG. Every time when we start a new seltzer, we'll have some of the OG because Twisted Tea, to get one, you have to buy a can of this size. And, all four Twisted Teas and all four tea Trulies felt like a lot of drinking to try to fit into an hour. So we're going to drink just the original Twisted Tea. We'll do, I don't know, about a fourth of it. I don't guess, you know. I assume as we get deeper in the podcast, you're guessing on what 6 ounces of Twisted Tea is going to struggle a bit. But, yeah, so we'll do that. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. There's nothing else to say. Let's crack them open. Let's crack open the OG, the Twisted Teas. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, Rory, I don't know if it's going to be a bad Monday or bad Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not both.
Yeah. All right. Let's roll.
Tastes like college and bad decisions.
It does taste like college. I don't think I've had a Twisted
like good
Tea.
Beer darts.
Yes, right. Yeah. I don't think I've had a Twisted Tea since college, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
I think the last time I've had one was like my freshman year, I want to say.
Right. When you were, because you came into college 21. Right. Exactly.
I was dumb and stupid. Yeah, of course. Dumb and stupid.
I also think the last time I did was a beard arts game because it's flat.
It is. Yeah. I mean, that I think will be a difference. I think we were reading the ingredients on the Trulies, and the Trulies are carbonated, and the Twisted Teas aren't carbonated. So honestly, it goes down smooth. It goes down nice and easy, and it's essentially just a malt beverage, but it's a good malt beverage. It's
fine.
If you're looking for, yeah, it tastes like tailgates. It tastes like, you know, if I'm hanging out watching TV or something, I don't know if I'm just busting open a Twisted Tea. I think Twisted Tea feels like these sweet drinks always feel like you got to go party or you got to go do something after it. All that sugar is giving me too much energy and I got to go do stuff.
Yeah.
So
if you really like tea, I feel like you could just bust them open, but I'm usually a huge tea person.
I don't feel like it has a classic tea flavor though. It's kind of just, it has a tea, like a representation of tea, but I don't feel like it tastes like tea.
Yeah.
It tastes like instant, like Lipton tea.
This is the kind of drink that I probably wouldn't buy myself, but if it was at the party, I'd be happy to drink it, you know?
Yeah, right. I'm not like, oh, somebody brought Twisted Tea, but I'm also not like, oh, dude, you brought Twisted Tea? Mm-hmm. Twisted Teas are just, they're fine. It's
middle of the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm fine with it. I'm excited for something new. Because honestly, this is the first time that I think I've seen anybody challenge Twisted Tea. Does anybody else put out an alcohol? I guess Bud Light had a lemon tea, right?
Frickin' Marker has a variety pack of teas that are honestly pretty good.
Who?
Crook and Marker. They make ones that are this size in variety packs. They make lemonades, seltzers, and teas.
Interesting.
It says there's a PBR tea?
Oh, God. Oh, dang. Really upset we missed out on the PBR tea. Oh, that's really... Oh, that sucks. Dang, guys. Missed opportunity.
The other one that looks like it is a Mike's Hard Iced Tea.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I'm excited.
That iced tea lemonade mix.
A fun one might be there's an Arizona Hard Tea I see in some pictures.
Ooh. That doesn't...
You know... I've never once seen an Arizona tea commercial, yet they're still around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and they're still talked about, you know? Like, yeah. That's just...
No branding needed.
They've never changed their prices from when they came out in the 90s.
Exactly.
So they went from expensive to cheap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they went from everybody else was probably a dollar, and now they're the only one that's a dollar.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. So let's get into the Trulies here. Let's bust open. We'll start with the Truly Peach Tea. And as the rules on Sudbuds goes, you have to we'll go Truly, and while you drink this Truly, we'll do a weird news story because it's drinking and it's weird news. That's what Sudbuds is essentially when Grubbuds goes Sudbuds, all that stuff. But you have to drink the whole seltzer by the time we start the next story. That way you can give it an accurate grade. We'll rate it out of 100. Before we start, we'll drink it. We'll give our first impression. We'll do the news story. After that, you'll rate it. Give us a score out of 100, and then on to the next one. So it's a marathon.
All right. I'm hoping that these are better than the Truly lemonades, because the Truly lemonades, they kind of left me disappointed.
They're bad because they can't have much sugar in it. It was all aspartame, so it tasted a lot like diet. It tasted like the light lemonade, the like 5-calorie lemonade, and that lemonade is not good in my opinion. But all right, let's open them up.
Oh yeah.
Looks like peach tea.
Yep. I'm not seeing much carbonation.
It's a that light carbonation. Good. It's there, but not like a soda or ice.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I think they're still a little bit... Yeah, they've got the a little bit of like a Splenda or something in there.
Fake but sweetener.
It's, yeah, but I don't think it's nearly as much.
I got turn it. Stevia Splenda?
Yes.
It's Stevia.
Stevia sweetener.
Right.
It's definitely
a stronger
tea flavor, it seems like.
But on the bright side, it's the last ingredient on there. It's the least prevalent ingredient.
Yeah.
And they have honey in there and stuff. It's, you know.
I'm surprised they're using black tea, you know.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, that's your classic iced tea. If you go to a restaurant, you're drinking you're drinking black tea.
It definitely has more of a tea flavor than the Twisted Iced Tea, though. You can definitely taste it more as like a classic, like a, not a Lipton, but more of a Snapple maybe.
This
definitely tastes more like tea than the Twisted Tea did.
That's true. Yeah. Yes.
The first impression had a lot of peach, but after that, honestly, all I got was tea. I don't get much peach after that first sip.
Yeah, it's not a ton of peach. Oh, I guess I don't know.
Which I was afraid of because I'm not a huge peach person.
I forget that alcoholic beverages do not put their.
Yeah, it doesn't have ingredients.
Nutrition. They don't. Well, they does have ingredients. They don't put nutrition on it. Oh no,
mine does not have ingredients.
Never mind, it doesn't. No, sorry, that's a government warning. My bad, guys.
See, I don't. But, it's probably just because it's me. But like, if you were to like cover the label and just serve this as peach tea, and I drank it, I wouldn't know that there was any alcohol in it.
No, it's dangerous. That's. I mean, it's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really not.
The fact that it's carbonated, which is odd for tea.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know. And that carbonation just kind of adds a bit of a fizz.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this definitely has less sugar. So this has 1 gram of sugar, and obviously it's got a little bit of artificial sweetener. The Twisted Teas have 23 grams of sugar per 12 ounces. So
jeez.
Just a bit of a difference. But you can and you can tell the difference. You can tell that there's definitely a difference.
Oh, yeah.
But... All right, let's get into some of the news stories. And I'm going to make You know what? I'll go first because so that way, you know, you guys are new. I think Rory's been on for one or two, but I'll go first. And again, I like to start off with something that's maybe been seen in the news already. I know Lane had already heard about this. I think Rory had heard about it. Have you heard about this story already, Brad?
I saw a headline, did not click.
Fair enough. All right. So this story is about maybe a U.S. racing pigeon that crossed the Pacific and landed in Australia is facing basically death. Is facing the death penalty, essentially, because they caught it. So this is, you know, again, sensational. Once I hear a bird has been being put to death, I gotta hear why you're euthanizing this bird. I gotta know. And so allegedly, this racing pigeon has survived a 13,000 kilometer Pacific Ocean crossing. It's probably, they assume if it's real and this is the actual pigeon, they assumed that he crossed on a ship. You know, obviously the pigeon probably isn't flying 13,000 kilometers without stopping.
Mm-hmm.
That would be incredible.
Impressive.
Yeah, yeah. He said that he discovered the exhaust. Sorry, Kevin is the guy's name. And if you won't believe this, his last name is it's hyphenated, but it's Kelly Bird.
Kelly Bird
said on Thursday he discovered the exhausted bird that arrived in his Melbourne backyard. He said the bird was exhausted. And he found it on December 26th. And it apparently this bird, if it is the same bird, and this we'll get into that. If it is the same bird, this bird disappeared from the U.S. state of Oregon on October 29th and appeared on December 26th in this guy's backyard. Now, the way to spot the bird is he's got like a little blue tag because he's tagged by the Racing Pigeons Association of Oregon or America. And so he's worried about quarantine issues because obviously America's... I don't know if you guys have read the news lately. There's this thing called coronavirus. And the U.S. is not doing great, per se. Some would say that the U.S. is doing worse than the rest of the world, maybe. But
not in deaths. USA. USA.
But so they called it quarantine. So that's the issue with the quarantine is they're worried that the bird is going to spread coronavirus or American bird flu, and you know, obviously, when you bring in animals from a different region of the world and bring it into a new region of the world, it can affect that. So, apparently, they just need to be put. They're worried about putting this bird to death. That's about the only answer. I mean, we're not spending the money it costs to ship a bird another 13,000 kilometers back to the U.S. just to save the bird's life. But But that's not so killing the bird aside, I think what really interests me is that there's the other side of this argument about this bird is that because it's just a pigeon, obviously it's been tagged and stuff like that, so that's why we think it's the same pigeon. The thing about the bird is that we're not sure if the bird is actually that bird. As in, somebody might have caught an Australian pigeon and then tagged it to make it look like the U.S. pigeon. And now we're all confused because maybe somebody's just pulling tricks on this bird that has now caused national attention and might international attention and might get it euthanized because they... See, okay, so here's the thing about me and conspiracy theories is conspiracy theories have to have a purpose. You know, that's why I don't believe in flat earthers. That's my going joke is I don't believe in flat earthers because the only thing that telling people the earth is round instead of flat does is sells more globes. So if that's the reason, then that's...
Big globe.
If you think big globe is pulling the strings, that's fine. That's fine if you believe flat earth because big globe is out to get us. Otherwise, flat earth doesn't make a lot of sense of why we would hide that from people. You know, and you know, obviously 9/11 or whatever, there's, you know, plenty of reasons for why that could have happened. But the thing about tagging the bird is that it's just a longer way to kill a bird. Is that whoever did this caught the bird and then tagged it to make it look like a U.S. bird?
Or are we all using it to have it tagged again?
And re-released it, yeah.
And then some guy found this, and the bird's like out of, like when they find the bird, he has to feed the bird, and the bird is exhausted and worn out. I don't know how you tell a bird is exhausted, but this guy did apparently. So not only, so, I mean, it's crazy to think that this bird came across from the U.S., but at the same time, it's crazy to think that it's anything else, that there's just this exhausted bird who's been fake tagged.
Yeah, so I think it's just like too many hoops to jump through.
Can I have
like
a clarification? There's a racing association for pigeons. It's not that there is a racing pigeon breed.
No, right. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. When I say racing pigeon, that isn't a breed of pigeon. People are racing these pigeons. And, really? And if you could guess, you get one guess on the U.S. state that houses the Racing Pigeon Society.
Oregon.
No, it's not Oregon, you might think. What? New York? No.
California?
No, Rory, you got a guess?
It has to be like Wyoming.
It's Oklahoma. Perfect. Oklahoma. If you told me that everybody in Oklahoma knew how to race pigeons, I'd believe you. Don't worry, PETA.
Eat the pigeons.
PETA commended Mr. Seely Bird for feeding the bird and helping the bird out. But now they're condemning they're condemning racing pigeons because it's a cruel practice that kills hundreds and thousands of these clever birds. But PETA didn't even make a statement about them killing the bird that's in Australia.
That might be the first time pigeons have ever been called clever, also.
Well, racing pigeons are clever.
Carrier pigeons, I guess.
I have two things on the story.
Right.
First of all, that's very Monty Python-esque with the. It's an Australian swallow and an American swallow. So first of all. Mm-hmm. And then second off, could this be some big thing for like one of these, the competitors of the person who owns this racing pigeon? Like transferring to Australia so he can be put to death and not be able to race against the guy's pigeons? Could this be some big conspiracy against one man?
That sounds as logical as anything else.
Is this some high-stakes bird wrangling here?
You know, just coming at it from, like, Australia's point of view, it makes sense to put it down. Because whether or not it came from Australia, like, they don't want to damage the wildlife that's there. So, like, if it's just another pigeon that came from Australia, well, sucks to be that pigeon. But if it was from U.S., then that's a crisis averted, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, pigeons are pests everywhere.
But not if they can race. Right? Not if they can race.
It doesn't sound like they're bringing it back to the racing association regardless.
Yeah.
I've got friends in Oklahoma. I want to go to pigeon racing. Once the world gets back to normal and we can start going places, my first stop is pigeon racing. I've seen mice races and stuff like that. I've heard there's dog races. I haven't been to the dog races. We've all seen horse racing.
Just come to you can go to a pig race.
Is pigeon racing like some underground thing, or can you just look this up on YouTube right now?
No, because there's an association of it. There's a union. They've unionized the American pigeons. The American pigeon unionized.
Hold on. Wait, pause.
The handlers that are unionized are the pigeons.
The Oklahoma-based American Pigeon Union has confirmed that Joe is a registered to an owner in Montgomery, Alabama. So we're registering pigeons now?
Wait, the pigeons from Alabama, though.
Yeah.
So it's confirmed from the U.S.
Oklahoma is the base of the association, and it went missing from Oregon.
From Oregon, because they were race. It must have been racing in Oregon, right? So did they travel around the U.S.? Where pigeon races near me? Google search pigeon races near me.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I'm
doing it.
How do you transport a pigeon?
I don't.
China's.
I would assume a bird
cage. Racers.
Well,
how would you even
a racing pigeon? You can't just. put a racing pigeon in a normal bird cage.
There's one in my city.
The third thing is pigeon racing near me, as my Google suggested search.
Northwest Flyers Racing Pigeon Club. That's in my state.
How to train your homing pigeon?
Yeah,
Pigeon Derby.
American
Florida Pigeon Derby. Wait,
surprisingly endearing world of pigeon racing. I think.
Of course, it's OKC.
Why racing pigeons are so expensive? I don't know, because it's a stupid fucking hobby. I don't know. How much could the prize pool be for racing pigeons?
It can't be much.
No, like y'all like the. I think there's at least like hundreds dollars put into it. You know, like there's no way that you're going to be an organization that unionized. And then only going to be like, oh, well, it's just for shits and giggles. No, they're putting like hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars on the line for these birds. I'm willing to bet that much.
To be fair,
I'm watching this YouTube video right now. They're like stamping these pigeons. They're like putting them on the spot. Like, this seems official. Like, this is.
Yeah.
I think they could make more money selling rights to pigeon hunts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not backyard pigeon racing. I guess they're. Have arenas? I don't know. It's taking off in China. It's becoming popular in the U.S. Apparently, it's a very expensive hobby. But I don't know. What do you guys feel? Is this pigeon real or not? What do you guys? Is this the pigeon? Because this would be the furthest distance traveled by a pigeon ever recorded. If they could somehow confirm.
Saying, is it real? Not. Should it be euthanized?
Let's do both. Let's go over conspiracy theory and then moral dilemma. Mm-hmm. Give me both answers, Braden. Real? Is it real? Is it the real pigeon? And should it be euthanized?
I feel like no one in Australia is going to go out and figure out, okay, what pigeon went missing that I could tag this as this pigeon? I feel like it maybe got on a shipping container and ended up over there. Or who knows, a competitor could have shipped it to be like, fuck you. I don't want your pigeon to run, do I think it should be euthanized? It's a pigeon. I don't think it matters. If you're not going to ship it back, you don't really want to leave it in Australia. Go ahead and get rid of it.
Yeah, fair enough. Rory, real pigeon, not real pigeon?
I think the pigeon probably real. It's just, it's like, how do you catch a pigeon? Like, what are the steps to go about to do that? To get this sort of hoax going on. Secondly, what does this hoax do except make actual news? It's not like your name or you're making any money off of it.
I mean, that's Sealy Bird.
My third point is, if they don't euthanize it, somebody could make money off of this because of the amount of popularity that it has gotten.
Right,
so
Joe.
If
Joe
you don't euthanize, yeah. So it's Joe the pigeon. You don't let it back into the biodiversity of the Australian wild, but there's plenty of zoos and everything, so does people want to see Joe the Pigeon? Do people not want to see Joe the Pigeon? No. I don't know.
How popular is this in Australia?
I don't think it is. I don't know. I'm just. I mean, all right, Lane. What do you say? Real pigeon? Real pigeon? Kill the pigeon?
This is definitely a real pigeon. And like I feel like it's way too much effort to make a fake pigeon and conveniently find a missing pigeon in order for it to work. Like, no, I think this is a real pigeon. Some dude in Alabama just fucked up and like it hopped on a ship. Cause like Alabama's right by the Gulf of Mexico. So I mean, there's probably a port or two down there. And like it just hopped onto the boat to Australia and there it is. But whether it should be killed or not killed, I think it should be killed. You don't want to risk the wildlife down in Australia. I mean, Australian wildlife is already deadly, so if that pigeon was free roaming for a while, it would probably get killed. And then you have this whole crisis on you because it's introducing a new species to the ecosystem and all over the place.
Yeah. So here's the question I raised to you, is that if he wasn't on a boat, that this is the most extraordinary pigeon of all time. This is the furthest a pigeon has ever flown before. So if this pigeon is real, do you kill it? Do you kill the world record pigeon? And more to support that the pigeon's real is that the pigeon was exhausted. And I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying it's not a real... Oh, there's... Okay, sorry. Somebody in the chat has informed me that there's a pigeon with a Purple Heart award. So maybe the second most important pigeon ever. But I don't know. It's still the world record pigeon. Like, do I think Usain Bolt's an amazing... You know, a household name is Usain Bolt. But there's plenty of Purple Hearts in the that I don't know the name of.
Okay, whoa.
I'm not saying that a world record heart... No. I'm not here to say, but, you know, I'm just... 1-2, 1-1A for sure. Whatever, wherever you want to rank those pigeons.
We only know it's the world record holder because it was tagged. You never know if there was another pigeon that went over there that wasn't tagged.
You're also telling me that in World War One there was a pigeon that got wounded and they nursed it back to health? They didn't even nurse the soldiers back to health if they got wounded in World War One. Why are we nursing pigeons?
No, it got shot down and then took back off and delivered some, like, life-saving message for a battle is what happened with that pigeon.
And did the pigeon die or did the pigeon survive?
Apparently it survived. Like, it was able to take back off and fly. Purple Heart just means you're wounded. It doesn't necessarily mean you're life-threateningly wounded.
Right. That pigeon is for sure an American hero. But Joe the Pigeon? Yeah. I mean, right there, you know? Right there, you know. I'm just saying.
Hierarchy of pigeons. It's not hard to get up there.
Honestly, food or water on the boat.
But also at the same time, it is a fucking pigeon, and maybe you kill it instead of letting the U.S. strain of coronavirus get back into Australia. If you've worked that hard, I don't know how Australia's numbers are, but I can only assume they're better than the U.S. But yeah, there's a lot.
We have a pretty low bar. I mean. It's like it's so low you could trip on it. I mean, it's not.
I couldn't limbo under it.
Somebody in chat said the movie 1917 was based off the pigeon, and I feel like that's a good spot to leave Joe the Pigeon. I believe Joe the Pigeon's probably going to be executed, as he should be. And
rest in peace, Joe the Pigeon, one of the greatest pigeons of all time.
How are we all doing? How are we all doing on the truly tease? Are we all through ours pretty much?
Yeah,
it's almost gone. I was leaving a little bit in case we wanted a final. A final verdict.
I should silent...
do that next time.
Yeah,
I finished mine halfway into the story.
Oh, excuse me.
They're not very large.
See if I can get a little taste left.
Braden, give me finish your drink. Give me your ranking on it. 1 to 100. For the record, cheesy gordita crunch is a 92 or 93 on the scale. So just to let you know.
Well, that's not
on
a good
my
scale
on my
me,
personal
I'm not
scale.
Huge on that.
Right.
Considering how people who actually like peach would go, I'd probably go 75.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Okay.
Rory? It's good tea flavor, not alcoholic.
I really enjoyed it as a tea flavor and as a peach flavor, so I'm giving it an 88.
Okay. Lane?
See, I'm not the biggest tea drinker, but like that peach truly was actually pretty good. So, I would probably give this around, like, a 80, 81. It's pretty solid.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's about... I don't know if anybody's writing down the numbers. Generally, someone smarter than me writes down the numbers. But I don't... Here, let me write them down real quick.
What was yours? 75?
Yeah, I can grab something if I need.
No, normally
we just... Yours is 75. Braden? What was yours?
75.
Yeah, I gave 75.
88. Okay. What were you, Lane? 80.
81.
I'm going to give this... Okay, so it's a great alcoholic beverage. I think it's a great tea flavor. You can't taste the alcohol. Again, I'm with you where the peach isn't that prevalent. It isn't really a peach tea, per se. But it does have a hint of peach. But it's still pretty dang good. And it's a pretty good dang... One seltzer in, having problems. Pretty dang good seltzer. I gotta put it at like an 80, 83, 84. Call it 84.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And mine might adjust slightly because I have not had many of these teas to go off of.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, so to recap, as soon as I get like two or three down, we might come back to that one.
Yeah. So to recap, Braden, 75. Rory, 88. Yes.
Yes.
Lane 81, me 84.
Or yeah.
Averages out to an 82.
What's that average?
An 82 average. Not bad. All right, so now let's all come back to the Twisted Tea. Let's
honestly, once again,
Do a little palate cleanse.
Twisted Tea being flat really puts it in favor for me.
See, like, now that I've had that peach truly, like, the Twisted Tea kind of tastes bland, you know?
That's true.
It really does.
I feel that.
The lemon comes through more.
It doesn't taste as sweet, which is odd. And the lemon does come through more because you're more blind to the tea flavor.
Now I'm not getting tea. I'm getting more lemon. Before I got only tea.
Yeah. Interesting.
I agree.
Interesting. And it doesn't taste as sweet, but these aren't as sweet as that, which is so odd.
Yeah, it's one of those strange things.
What were you going to say, Rory? What'd you have?
Speaking of lemon, I think it's time for our lemon truly teas.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I got to get halfway into this one.
We got to get both 6 ounces in on this one, Rory. Mm-hmm. Which this next truly is going to be the true comparison between the two.
Oh.
I can't tell.
All right. That feels half. That feels like half.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good there. All right. So the lemon tea, truly. We'll see how this will be a better comparison to the Twisted Tea because that's technically just a lemon tea malt beverage. But all right, let's crack it open. Oh, yeah.
Cough.
All right, first impression.
Sure when you're dead to me.
Doesn't smell like lemon.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's strong. That's a strong lemon. That's like a lemon head.
Oh. I'm not sure I like this one as much as the Twisted.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of lemon.
It is more lemony than the first one was peachy. For sure.
By a lot.
I'm wondering, but I also think we're getting tea blind to some extent. I think we're getting blind to the taste of black tea. Because this is black tea. That is black tea.
I'm kind of on the opposite. Like, I'm getting more tea than lemon here. It just kind of tastes like tea.
I'm getting a lot of tea, but that lemon is really biting through at the same time.
Yeah.
But it tastes more like a fresh lemon. This tastes more like an actual lemon than this tastes like an actual. Sorry. This tastes more like an actual lemon than this tastes like an actual lemon.
But to drink and flavor, which do you think you would prefer?
I think if it's endurance, I think I got to drink more of these because they're not as sweet still. Again, that's what it's going to come down. That's what endurance with drinks like these come down to. And why I like seltzers over like Smirnoff Ices is because because they're not this isn't nearly as sweet as this is.
We'll see after I get about halfway through this, because right now that lemon's coming through pretty sweet.
All right.
For me. Now I'm tasting more of the lemon, but I don't think it's as good as the Twisted Tea, in my opinion. But I don't know.
Okay. I think it's time to move on to our next article here.
Yeah. Yep, let's go again. We'll go again in ranking. We'll call it veteran ranking? Oh my gosh. What am I?
Okay. So you want to go next?
Experience on the podcast. Thank you. Yes. Rory, I would like to have you go next as this is your second or third time.
So, can I tell you guys about this naked fugitive that was rescued from crocodile-infested mangroves by fishermen? This is also in Australia. So, these two fishermen were fishing in alligator crocodile habitat, kind of, and they found this naked guy in what they described as kind of a nest about a meter above the water. So, he was kind of just hanging out on a tree branch a meter above crocodile-infested water, just chilling, and he'd taken his clothes... They talk about it, they're like, he'd taken his clothes off, but we don't know why he took his clothes off. And they said he was dehydrated, pretty weak, and had cuts all over him, so they thought they'd better get him into the boat. And they say that they originally thought that he might have had a big night for New Year's, and it ended up for some mischief in the bush.
Oh, no.
So one of them handed him a beer and his clothes and stripped down to his underwear. because he said he looked like he needed a beer, although he was in a bad way. So obviously, when you find a naked man in the swamps,
you hand him a beer.
You hand him a beer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That guy needs a beer.
Obviously.
Yeah, that guy needs a beer more than you need
drink
a beer.
Drink a beer. Yeah, for sure.
So they take him to the hospital, and cops arrive to you know, protect him. Mm-hmm. And it found out that the guy was running from charges on free on bail with armed robbery, multiple aggravated assaults, and deprivation of liberty and stealing.
What's deprivation of liberty?
I feel like that would be kidnapping. That's when you're right?
Kidnapping.
Deprivation of liberty? Kidnapping.
So he cut off his electronic monitor and ran into the bush to escape the police, but was obviously found in a not good state a meter above the water.
It's like taking hostage is what deprivation of liberty is. It's
taking someone's freedoms away.
Away. It's if they are both under continuous supervision and control and not free to leave. So it sounds like hostage. That's
So this guy committed some pretty bad crimes, got arrested, got out on bail somehow. That must be like that has to be pretty low bail. I don't know. I don't know how the bail system in Australia works, but it seems to allow quite a bit of freedom if he has that many charges. And then they put an electronic monitoring device on him. He then cut that off and ran into the bushlands of Australia, which is a bold move. Like, the boldest of moves is to go to the bushlands of Australia.
We just talked about how that pigeon would die. You know how fast a human would die? Come on. Humans are way easier to die than pigeons. You ever tried to kill a pigeon? You ever tried to catch a pigeon? Only guys in Australia can catch pigeons.
I've not tried to catch one live.
Without a gun. You got to catch it first.
Right. And it's Australia, so there's no guns. So, there you go.
Don't take my guns.
Yeah, but... Oh, God. That's... Okay. Yeah, but I bet they're going to let this guy live, though.
What do you have the clothes for?
Are we even sure it's the same guy? Are we going to let this guy live? Come on, Australia. I feel like we executed this bird.
I think the fingerprinting of people is a little more foolproof than the fingerprinting of pigeons, true.
Right. We're for sure that guy's the guy. Right. We're not even sure that's the pigeon. We're going to kill it. I mean, I'm just... Wait, hold on. All right, I'm not here to advocate for the death penalty, but I mean, if the alligators
they're killing him, they're just charging him.
I mean, the alligators apparently were judge, jury, and executioner because they didn't do anything for justice. Thanks, alligators or crocodiles. Sorry.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Yeah,
but he breached bail and ran into the swamps. What? Whose first idea is to run into the swamps
of Australia? Like,
What's your long-term plan here, bud?
Are you saying you don't want to ride into the swamps of Australia? You're lying, all right? You're lying. Like, you know how cool that would be? Just ride on an alligator into the swamps of Australia. Like, that already sounds like a really fun adventure.
I'll pass, because they got a lot of other creatures. I'll take swamps in Florida.
I know somebody who's committed all these crimes doesn't have a lot of long-term thinking, but he was there for 4 days. What's his long-term plan? Are you just going to sit there with alligators underneath you, not eating, not drinking? How long do you think the cops are going to be like, allow you to come back into society? You don't just avoid the trial, then go back into society and be like, oh, this is fine.
Well, if he used his clothes bit by bit every day, he was out of clothes. What was he going to do then?
He was eating his clothes? Is that what he was doing?
No, he was using them. He didn't say what for. He just used his clothes for bits and pieces.
Yeah. So, like... he could probably use it as like a rope to get up into the tree, you know, like little shimmy method when you like wrap your clothes around the tree and you like throw it up and then get up.
We've all seen
using more and more.
Yeah, but what happened? Where's the rest of the clothes at? What do you do now?
And you get to keep those clothes.
Like he could pull those clothes don't go away. That, could pull like a Katniss from Hunger Games and like tie himself to the tree so he could sleep and not fall.
Right, but you still get to keep all the clothes. None of those clothes went away.
Well, I mean,
did this man eat his clothes? I don't know. I don't know.
Is he just being wasteful?
So he's appearing in court again February 9th. I assume they'll find him in the swamps about February 14th, Valentine's Day. Very romantic.
Nice.
Gotta get back to his crocodile.
That'll be a nice late birthday present for you and I, Truman, to see the outcome of this trial.
Right. See, that's the thing. That's the thing about going into the swamp is that you could say that you shouldn't go into the swamp, but the fisherman that found him is like, "Hey, dude, you want a beer?" It sounds like the best possible situation. Right.
I mean, 3 days for a free beer? 3 days for free beer? I mean, it's not the worst.
Come on.
3 days and all my clothes and...
3 days, all your clothes.
And all my bail.
Living in a tree for beer.
Maybe eating your clothes. Who knows?
It's closer than you'd think.
Freedom! All right.
You must have a damn good lawyer to get off on bail for those charges.
Yeah, right? It was like assault, like kidnapping, armed robbery. I guess all those could probably be related. You probably robbed somebody at gunpoint or knife point, maybe? It is Australia? I don't know. And then he kidnapped him, and then he tied him up.
Robbery at gunpoint?
Yeah. And then
you take hostages in a
bank
robbery? Right, this just sounds like a bank robber for sure. But it might be one of those things where they don't know everything. But, okay. Yeah. So, interesting. Okay. What a way for him to bring in his new year, also. A way to start off 2021, huh?
That's some fireworks right there.
Nowhere to go but up.
Take up too much time. But he was in a crocodile habitat. It's not like he just went into normal swamp. He went to a place specifically for breeding crocodiles.
There had to have been signs, right? There had to have been signs of it. It was like protected crocodile.
If it was like New Year's, then it was probably dark out and he couldn't see the signs. So he probably winded up there by accident.
Okay. You should definitely have lights on that sign.
I thought it might be the New Year's.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily what
they thought he was on a bender. They thought he was on a bender. In the crocodile habitat, which would be a heck of a bender.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm taking up too much time bringing up these points, but.
Oh, fuck, man. I got so fucked up last night, I ended up almost getting eaten by crocodiles. Damn, dude, that's crazy. I remember my 21st.
For 3 days.
I remember my first beer. All right. Let's get some rankings done. How's everybody making it through this one? It gets harder as you go.
I'm only
three-fourths of the way through.
I have enough for a final palate test, you know, so I can give it my ranking.
Fair enough. Brayden, you seem to be pretty much there. Let's start with you.
Getting better as I go through it, but I don't know if it's because I'm getting drunker. Also, cat back there with no tail.
Cat.
Or no feeling in tail, I should say.
You can't see her. She's sitting right there.
The first sips were not great. I don't know if that's because I was still in shock from the peach, but as I finish it, it's getting better. I'll give it an 80.
80? Okay. You gave the last one a 75?
Do you feel better? Starting impressions, I would go peach over this. Ending impressions, this over peach.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay. I mean, and that's how you drink a beer, is you finish it. So I feel
rather something that finishes easy than what starts easy.
Feeling lit here on Sudbud. All right. Let's, Rory, what do you got?
I'm going with a 76. I thought it had a lot more lemon flavor, but I felt like it was more the sweet lemon flavor that like a lemon head offers.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's not normally like your lemon you put in tea flavor, but more of a sugary one. So I thought that was interesting. So like comparatively to tea, marketing as tea, I don't think it's as great as the first one, but as a drink, it's fine. I'd drink it.
Okay.
When you say lemon head, are you talking like the candy or like a lemon beer?
Like the candy.
Like the candy.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lemon head shot.
It's going through like a lemon ale almost with a tea flavor to it.
It is alcohol. So, all right, Lane?
So, having drank the Truly lemonade before, like, this lemon tea just reminds me too much of that. Like, there is still a hint of tea after, like, the taste, like, after I've drank it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it's just not impressing me as much as the peach flavor. I'd probably give this around a 70.
Ooh. 70? Okay. And here's what I'm going to say about this. And it's the same thing I'd say about the peach. You still can't really taste the alcohol. That's incredible.
Not at all.
These, again, like I think Lane was the one who said it. That was like, if you just put this in a glass, we're like, here's your tea. Be like, fuck yeah, tea. Like, you were like, is there alcohol in this? Is this, you could, you know, like this is, I don't like, in a way, because it's so sweet, something about this is like, you're like, something's wrong with this. This doesn't taste
like
sweet.
It's off. Something's right. wrong here.
Yeah, you're like, this doesn't taste like tea. This tastes like tea. And that's incredible. As compared to the peach to the lemon, I don't know. I think they're very similar. I think maybe I'd put the lemon just barely above because I like the lemon a little more than peach tastes always tastes a little more artificial than lemon taste, I think, in drinks. Yeah. I think lemon's a lot easier to get natural flavors for. So I'll put the lemon at an 85. Literally 1 point above it.
Honestly, this kind of reminds me of a brisk.
It does kind of remind me of a brisk.
For sure.
Right. Somewhere in between these is brisk iced tea. Because this is really sweet, and this is not nearly as sweet as a brisk.
Yeah.
But somewhere in between those is a brisk. So, okay,
like
so
a
that,
brisk, it doesn't taste alcohol.
That puts this one at a 77.75, we'll round up, say, 78. So first one, 82. This one, 78.
Yeah.
Which I believe the consensus probably from the group was that it was a little worse. Again, I liked it a little better, but I think they were very close.
I like it better to finish, not to begin.
Okay. See, now after having that truly lemon tea, this is like way too sweet for me now.
Yeah.
Now, this is insanely sweet.
Now, do let me take this time to say, if you're not 21, you shouldn't be drinking. Always make sure you drink responsibly. Don't drive if you drink. Always, don't drink in excess. We're gonna
generally don't do 72 ounces at once.
Yes, that's a lot of alcohol. We're doing it responsibly. So, we're not going anywhere. But yes.
Truby, can I ask, do we want to save some of the twisted tea for the end, for the final comparison part? The 20%? Yeah.
This does, picking this up, this feels like a lot of twisted tea looking at the other two seltzers. I'm picking this up and laying, wow, I got to drink half of what's left in this can. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I know why you're bargaining, and we could claim it's for
not even
saving
bargaining.
It.
I can do it. But I feel like our twisted tea is going to be our last ranking, so we need either to rank it in between the next two or have some left at the end.
I was going to ask if we should rank it now or not.
Yeah.
That is true.
Because it is the baseline.
Is this the best time to rank this one, though? Because we just ranked the lemon one? This is the most direct
comparison. It is.
Because either right before or right after would have been the best time
to twist it. All right. All right. All right. So let's rank the twisted tea. Let's get it. Braden, you got to go first. Give me a taste there.
Why am I going first every time?
Because you're in the top left.
What does twisted tea smell here?
I'll be honest, I'm drunk enough.
It just smells like twisted tea.
I don't know. I like the smell. I really like the smell.
I'm getting a lot of lemon.
I don't hate the smell of it.
Like I said before, it being flat helps me because the volume doesn't take as much. Honestly, Truman can attest, I'm more of a sweet person. I'll go 83. I'm going to put it above the other two Trulies because I do like sweet drinks.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's a heck of a ranking there.
Incredible. Incredible. We're not here to cyberbully.
Yeah. I think it has... Sorry. You can continue, Braden, if you want to finish up your ranking.
I don't know. Like I said before, it being flat helps me because it lets me drink more. And when you're ranking alcoholic beverages, I feel like that has to be part of it. It being flat lets me drink a lot more. Beer darts, I can go 5 rounds with this. An ice or something else or a Truly, maybe 3 rounds, and I'm like, don't aim for me for a couple of rounds.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, Rory?
Truman, I think you're muted.
Yeah, Truman's muted. He's unmuted now.
Yeah. So, I feel like it has not as strong of a lemon flavor and not as strong as a tea flavor, which I feel like calling it twisted tea with a lemon flavor, it should have a lemon and a tea flavor. So I'm going to rank it less than both the other ones because it doesn't have either of the parts that it is. As a beverage by itself, it's fine. I'd give it a 74, which is a solid C. It's going to pass. But, I mean, as Lade said earlier, it's not something you're going to go out and buy and go like, oh, yeah, I can just pound a twisted tea right now. It's the kind of the thing you show up and go, okay, yeah, I can have a twisted tea. Like, it's never going to be something you're searching for.
For sure.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay, Lane?
So, I like this twisted tea because it's like, for me, it's placed higher than the Truly Lemonade, but it's underneath the peach flavor. So,
I would give this like a 77, okay. Just because like it's a nice solid baseline, and yeah, like I've said before, I wouldn't search for it, but I would like to drink it if someone else had it. Plus, I get to smack racists with it and make it a meme, so that's
hell
always
yeah,
a plus.
Brother.
That's always a plus.
Oh yeah,
good day for it. Twisted Tea,
you dropped it.
Twisted Tea is. It's.
Did you give a number there for that, Lynn?
77.
You said 20. You said 74. I said 77.
Okay. Braden, what did you give it? Just for real quick.
83. I gave it an 83, and okay. I will preface that with lemon and peach are not usually my favorite flavors.
That's probably
these fair. Other two flavors coming are usually my favorite.
I'm much more excited for raspberry tea, and strawberry could be anything. I've never had a strawberry tea.
Yeah,
that could be
strawbery anything. Lemonade. I love tea is a crapshoot.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. See, I don't like peach flavoring, but like the peach so far is the highest ranking. Like I liked that one. That was really good.
Interesting.
But I have high hopes for the raspberry tea. That's for sure.
Twisted Tea. It's very sweet. It tastes like parties. It doesn't taste like calm drinking. Like I feel like if I'm just getting drunk with the boys, you know, I feel like I could probably drink these Trulies, but the Twisted Teas are just too dang sweet. I would have to be burning off the sweetness and the calories and doing something to combat what's going on. So Twisted Tea, 75. It's too sweet. I'll give it a 75. Which puts that at a 77.25, which is 0.5 points less than where the Truly was.
Yeah.
Really?
Meow. So,
meow.
That being said, let's move into the next Truly.
Raspberry?
Yes. So, for total recap, peach was 82. Lemon tea Truly was 77.75. Twisted tea is 77.25. I don't eat sugar. Well, then Trulies are going to be much better for you if you don't eat sugar. Because
yeah,
this
my ranking.
Because this can of Twisted Tea has 47 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
But in comparison to the Truly can, a Twisted Tea can of this size would have 23 and a half. And this has one.
I had to put some dough everywhere.
Anyone who's a big fan of Mountain Dew, my rankings are probably a little hedged to that.
Interesting. Interesting.
Because I like sweetness.
All right. Opening them up.
Ooh, the snow. It's very raspberry.
Oh,
smell.
My.
Yeah,
I opened it.
Raspberry.
I mean, I opened it 2 feet from me, and I, boom, raspberry.
Yeah.
Oh. It smells like.
Hopes for this.
It smells like a raspberry seltzer. That's what it smells like.
Good.
There. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
From
the
smell, I think this will be my highest rating.
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
Ooh.
Oh, that smells so
that's good.
The smell and the taste.
Oh, initial taste. Yeah, that's going to be highest.
Oh, that's incredible. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really good. This is so
like
this stuff.
Tea.
Oh my
it's
goodness!
It's sweeter. It's sweeter for sure. And I don't think if we weren't drinking for Twisted Tea also at this time, I think it would be a nice change up. If you have all four of these, I think you're like, okay, those are good. And then something a little sweeter now, perfect. And still, it's just I think that's just the raspberry. That's just a little sweeter than a peach or
peach
a lemon.
And strawberry, or raspberry and strawberry are both going to be sweet.
The thing is that I don't know what they're using for this flavoring, but it says it has less than 1 gram of added sugars, which is...
Yeah.
Sure,
I mean,
I'm going to be honest. This reminds me of Domo's raspberry tea.
Interesting. Domo.
It's like
a very deep cut. Sakura sushi place in Denver? Sakura?
Sashimi.
Yeah, it's like they basically take a bowl of rice and they slap a slab of fish on there. And they're like, cool, eat it. It's sushi. And you're like, but it's a whole fish. And they're like, eat it. And then you're like, this is incredible.
It's an experience.
But it does taste like their raspberry tea. I'm with you there.
Nah, you know that meme where it's like, you know the drink's good when you got to read the ingredients and whatnot? Like, this is what that drink is right now. Like, I want to know. Like,
uh-huh. And there's no artificial flavors or anything. It's all citric acid, honey. Again, there's a artificial sweetener, but there isn't, you know, artificial flavors like you'd expect.
I think it's interesting they use honey for a flavoring in all of these.
Yeah.
The second ingredient is alcohol.
Hell yeah, brother.
I can't taste it.
I can't taste the alcohol. That's incredible about all of these is I can't – you can see – and you tell my face is getting red because that's what – I've got, you know, I've got the glow. But,
I don't know why mine is white.
That's what I've always heard. All right. Brayden, I think we're going to end on yours. I think your story is an absolute banger that I feel like – once we're already three and a half seltzers deep, we'll be ready to fucking rock on it. Lane,
really? I thought mine was undercutting.
I think that's I think that's an incredible story that we'll have a lot to say about. Lane, let's move into your story for the third story here.
All right. So for my story, let's just say, so imagine yourself, you're a man trying to get back home, but coronavirus is a thing here and you're kind of scared to go home. So you basically hide out in the airport, like doing the unnatural thing to do, you know, and instead of going to your hotel or home, you decide to start stealing food from the airport and trying to live off of what other people are giving you. Well, that's basically what this man did, a Californian man who was arrested last Saturday. And he was accused of hiding in a restricted area of an international airport for 3 months. 3 months. He's living like this for 3 months. And he told the police that COVID-19 had rendered him too scared to travel home to California. You'd kind of expect this from a Florida man, but no, it's a Californian man, you know?
Or someone not trapped in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an excuse or is it the truth? Like, is he actually scared of it or was it just an excuse?
I don't know.
What else would you say in the airport?
So the thing here is that if you're scared of COVID, there's a lot more people that pass you in an airport that can spread it via particulates onto surfaces than that are in the airplane with you.
I'd be curious. Mm-hmm. He was in a restricted area. Does that mean there were hardly any people there?
Yeah, so... the thing is, staying in the airport is normal and whatnot. Like, people, like, sleep in the airport all the time. And it's not the fact that he's been doing it for 3 months, but he faces the felony charges because he had criminal trespassing into the restricted area of the airport. Ooh. And he also had theft charges, you know, misdemeanor theft charges. So he probably stole some food from one of the, like, airport restaurants and whatnot. And that's the reason why he got arrested, you know, because it's not illegal to stay at an airport for too long, I guess, as long as you have your flight going. But
there's usually a limit.
Mm-hmm. There is usually a limit.
Because
right.
I was trying to remember while you were saying this. There's a guy who lived in an airport in Paris for 18 years.
Jeez. Yeah.
And that's what the movie Terminal with Tom Hanks is based on, kind of.
Yeah,
there's a movie called Terminal with Tom Hanks. I'm uncultured.
Yes,
I'm uncultured.
The Terminal, and he's from a country called Krakosia and is stuck in an airport for like a year and a half.
Is this a real story or is this just a movie?
No, there's a real story.
Loosely based it on that real story that Rory's talking about.
Yeah, there's a man who lived in an airport for 18 years by continually moving his flights back. He's allowed to stay in the first class lounge with unlimited food and everything.
Oh, that's a different person than I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
He just big-brained it then, huh?
Yeah.
The person I'm talking about, like, while he was in the air, his person, and this is what the movie does, his country goes into, like, a revolution, so he loses his visa, but he can't get a new visa while his country is still in turmoil, and so he's stuck in a crack in the system at O'Hare, is how the movie goes. In reality, it was in, like, Paris or something.
Interesting.
And he couldn't get citizenship from his new country.
Interesting.
I might be wrong. Oh, yeah, I am. I'm thinking of a different one. Because there was another guy who did a first-class thing where he ate, and then they were like, hey, you've been moving your flight back for a year and a half.
He bought a first-class ticket and then moved it by a day, like, for a year to get free food.
Why not, dude? It's a system. I'm all for people that take advantage of the system. Maybe not criminals, but, and I don't know, you know, if he was allegedly scared of coronavirus, like, I get it, man. Like, flying right now is kind of
terrifying.
It's kind of terrifying. It's kind of a scary, you know. It is. The number one thing you should do is stay out of enclosed spaces where they can't circulate air. What is a plague?
I would be all for it.
They circulate air, but it's not well.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. Which one?
From Chicago to California.
There's two airports in Chicago, though. Which airport was it?
Yeah, was it O'Hare? It's O'Hare. It's O'Hare.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the bad one, too.
I mean,
terrible place.
That's the worst airport. That's the more popular and the worst one, for sure.
Yeah, and the travel time would be about 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours. Because I know that from our bowl trip, not bowl trip, but pet band trip for the basketball team, it was about like an hour, maybe 2 hours to travel to California.
Interesting.
From here in Kansas.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's a short flight.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, yeah, the Midway has a lot worse food. If you're leaving, you want to leave from Midway, but if you're stopping through for a couple-hour layaway, you want to do a O'Hare because it has a lot better food options.
Sorry, I think Manhattan flies to O'Hare.
Southwest flies to Midway. I think most other things fly to O'Hare. I think you can fly to O'Hare on Southwest if you want, but you should definitely fly to Midway. As somebody who's flown to Chicago a few times and somebody who dates somebody who flies to Chicago all the time, you should definitely go to Midway instead of O'Hare.
Unless you're looking for food.
Unless you're looking for food, probably O'Hare has better options because it's a slightly bigger airport. But
it absolutely does.
Midway's a little smaller. It's easier to move through. Like KCI.
There's not even a McDonald's in Midway.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
If you have American Express or American Airlines, you can get in the lounge in O'Hare. Midway does not have a lounge.
Interesting. Okay. All that being said, we are off the story. The story is odd. I don't know how to feel about a man that's abusing it to evade police. But if he's not just using it to evade police, then I feel okay about him hiding. But at the same time, you're being dumb about it because it's either a 3-hour trip in a kind of enclosed space, or you're staying 3 months at the most populated airport, one of the most populated airports in the U.S., probably.
Top two or three.
Yeah. Because Ronald Reagan in D.C., there's an international airport,
LAX and JFK probably also up there.
I got to go break the seal. Hold up.
Also, can I say that is not a flattering picture?
No, out of all the photos, it looks like what it really looks like. It doesn't look like a mugshot. It looks like a photo that he took. It looks like a mugshot, but if you took it with your inmate buddies and we're all hanging out with each other.
It looks like the airport
and they
was
just
like,
cropped
hey, this guy wanted or something.
No, it's not a mugshot. You're right. It's definitely a friend picture because that's those pictures that you see on Tinder where people cut out the whoever they were taking the picture with, and then it's just them. And you're like, what are you doing? Why are you leaning? Like, what are you? And
your only good picture with
this
your ex
is his stalker cutting out his girlfriend.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. And maybe it's his girlfriend. Yeah, maybe his girlfriend didn't want to be included in the news article. You know, I get it. Okay. All right, we are off topic.
Sorry.
We are so off topic.
Let me know if I'm talking too much about
no, the I mean, the alcohol the ones thing, always run wrong. Always run long because, I mean, this is where we're at, right?
The big thing here is he probably could have been fine at the airport if he didn't enter a restricted area without not being able supposed to be in the restricted area.
Right, yeah, you could have. But also in the restricted area, there's free food. And everywhere else, there's very expensive food. So
I'd like to know what they're classifying as restricted area, honestly.
Probably the lounge. I guess it could be the employee stuff.
Lounges are not restricted. That's just not... You have to have a membership there. That's not necessarily restricted. Restricted is like areas that no one is allowed to go in, or not the general public.
It also could be that he didn't have the ticket for that terminal area, so he could have entered a terminal area that he wasn't supposed to be in. And therefore been in a restricted area because it's not a ticketed area.
Like how KCI has different terminals for airplanes.
Yeah. But the thing is, he was scared to go back home. So I'm assuming that he had like the ticket to go, but he just didn't want to go. And he didn't, and I think like if he was staying at a hotel or a friend's house, he didn't want to go back to them because his time there had like gone up. So he just decided to stay at the airport instead.
I guess I respect it more.
Like
I guess
for 3 months.
I was getting mixed with the alligator story where I was like, this man's a criminal. He's just hiding for that. If he literally has, okay, so he has no reason other than the hiding Corona. From coronavirus. And then he had to hide from authorities. So, okay, so I do, I do feel for this man for sure. This is a very. Yeah,
and I'm guessing that I if, like, because, like, bit. One of his charges was theft, and I'm guessing that he stole because he had to. Like, he needed probably new clothes or food or something because he wasn't getting it. And that's probably the reason why he got caught, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Other than, like, trespassing and whatnot, but.
Right. Yeah.
I think the trespassing might have been because you're allowed to stay in the airport terminal as long as you have a ticket. So as soon as his ticket went past because he was too afraid to go home, he was trespassing in that terminal because he didn't have any reason to be there anymore.
That's probably fair.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, but he has an out for $1,000 bail. So
that's
not
pretty much, that's pretty
too high, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I mean, it's not, it's like petty crime, so.
Right.
I'd have
right.
a little better understanding if Chicago wasn't one of the worst outbreak places in the U.S. They're like top five.
They're doing better now. But, okay.
Yeah, now, but yeah. I feel like they weren't during those 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Let's rank them. You know what, Braden?
Yeah.
You've gone first every time. You know what? Never mind. I've got too much seltzer left. Braden, you're going again. Oh, God. Okay. All right. No, all right. Hold
fine.
On.
It's
all right.
Fine.
No,
this
I'll save you. I'll save
definitely
you.
My highest
I, can,
so far.
I can do it, Truman. I can do it. I can do it.
Well, I like to go in a nice circular motion.
Yeah, but you can do a circle starting from.
Fair enough. Okay. All right. Yeah. Rory, you start. And then we'll go to me. Braden, you'll be last. Thank you for the follow, by the way. Yes.
I thought the raspberry flavor and the tea flavor together were the best out of all the flavors so far. The raspberry was like an actual like strong raspberry flavor, but it wasn't like an overpowering raspberry flavor. So I'm going with a 92 for this one because it was just it's a really solid beverage.
Okay, all right. Lane?
Yeah, so I just finished up my raspberry tea. I have to say, I'm kind of with Rory on this one. This is a solid beverage. Once again, you can't taste the alcohol. Like, this is a solid raspberry flavoring to where, like, it's not overpowering raspberry. And still, you can, like, taste the tea afterwards when you're done with it. I'd give this an 85.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Hold on. I'll give you the ranking of somebody who just drank a lot of it here in a second. On the bright side, I will say it goes down very smooth.
Very, very smooth.
Thank God.
Even for something carbonated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would get a slightly better rating for me if it was flat. But that's just because I like volume.
Okay. Everything being said, it's the most prominent flavor out of all the ones we've tasted. We've done the peach, we did the lemon tea, we've done the raspberry. This is the most that it tasted like anything other than tea so far. Raspberry, fantastic. Absolutely, it's a great raspberry. It's not too artificial. It's a little sweeter, but you're not, I mean, you're buying the variety pack. Oh, wow. Let me gather my thoughts. Let's go. Christ. Let's go an 89. I'm feeling a solid 89. Yeah. Very good. I mean, you crack that. We all said it. You crack that baby open, the raspberry hits you. I mean, it's for sure the strongest flavor, and I think it's
strongest aroma.
And I think it's the best one. And you know, most of your taste comes from smell, so it makes sense that it would be the smell. It would smell the most like raspberry. But yeah, I'd give it an 89.
Okay.
All right, Brady, so, you got to go last.
Once again, with me going last. Once again, I don't taste the alcohol coming through on it. And like I told you, Truman, it reminds me of that raspberry tea that Domo had, which I don't normally like tea, but I liked that.
It's a great one.
And I really like this. So with the raspberry coming through and a tea a little bit, I'm going to give it a 92 or 3.
Woo!
92 and a half.
No.
Honestly, it is by far
the best. It's a 100-point scale. We're not turning it into a 200-point scale. It's a 92 or a 93. I 93. Sorry. I got that line from a teacher where somebody we were because I did engineering in school and the teacher was like grade it from a 0 to a 5 and somebody was like can I give it a 4.3 and she was like no because that would turn into a 50-point scale it's a 5-point scale Give it a
93. So,
93.
It's
wow.
Very nice aroma. I like that it's flat because you can drink more of it, and it's good flavor overall.
Wow. So right now it's raspberry, peach, lemon.
Right. So raspberry and then twisted tea. So raspberry is an 89.75. Peach was an 82. Lemon was a 77.75. Yes. And then twisted tea was a 77.25.
I'm going to say the strawberry has a big,
that's a chance.
Big block to overcome.
Yeah.
It has a chance.
If you like raspberry, you'll love that.
I also need to,
yeah, I guess it is your story. Yep, you go. Well, how about we crack these open? Let's fill some time.
We need to drink our Twisteds. We need to drink our Twisteds.
Oh, God. Yeah. We do need to drink more Twisted tea.
We got to finish it, right? Jesus.
No, wait, no, we're not.
Isn't it? Don't we finish it after the Truly, or do we have to finish it before the Truly?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to stream a little more after this, so I'm just going to claim immunity and be like, oh, I got to stream after. I'm going to drink a fair amount of it, but there's probably 10 to 10 ounces of Truly left, of Twisted Tea left in here.
I think it's about here, little less than half.
Let me talk about this. Twisted Tea feels like it's had a lot of immunity because it's kind of been the only tea product. But since the Seltzer Revolution, it feels like Twisted Tea might be somebody coming for that throne.
It might need to up its game. I mean, we've literally ranked every seltzer ahead of it so far.
Yeah, and to be fair, we're only basing it off the original. You know, if we had the lemonade flavor, I think the lemonade flavor is my favorite.
The half and half. The half and half is probably the best one, and it's better than any lemonade seltzer because all the other seltzers are committed to not putting too much sugar in it. So they use too much artificial flavoring. Like this has artificial, but it's not too much, right? The issue with Twisted Tea is that it can put as much sugar in it as it likes, so it makes an awesome Arnold Palmer. The half and half is fantastic. Yeah. I guess technically a John Daly because it's alcoholic half Arnold Palmer. But
okay, I'm back.
Yeah, John Daly is.
I will say
Arnold Palmer add vodka, right? Something.
The Crook and Marker I was talking about are flat, like the Twisted Tea. Ooh. They might be a better true comparison.
Interesting.
So
they've also got blueberry and a couple other weird flavors. Okay.
So I was looking at the prices because I assumed Twisted Tea would be cheaper than Truly. So at least in my market, same price.
Same price. Okay.
That is a strong strawberry smell.
For a variety pack. Both for 12-pack variety packs.
I don't smell
packs,
it as strongly as I smell the raspberry.
That's one crappy thing about Trulys and stuff like that, is their flavors you actually like the raspberry and potentially the strawberry, you can only get a variety pack. They don't sell them in 6-packs or 12-packs.
Truly does sell each of their
Truly does sell them. If they're popular enough, you can buy an all-black cherry or something like that.
Yeah. I saw each individual variety pack at the beer store I went to.
Okay, sorry. The liquor stores around here do not. They only have the variety.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's strawberry? I need to finish the raspberry, and then I'll go for that.
I was worried about strawberry. I was worried about this, but strawberry is also fantastic.
It's good, but I'm not sold.
Tell me, I feel like it's not later.
Before I taste this, someone remind me what my raspberry one was.
93.
Your raspberry is 93.
But we got to get your story before we start ranking.
Some people do too bitter on the strawberry flavoring, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this one definitely it hits a nice spot for the sweetness.
This one's close to the two bitter, but I see where you're getting, Rory.
I was going to say the same thing. I was just going to say the same thing as Rory.
Yeah, it's like half strawberry, but I can't really taste the tea, you know? I can't taste the tea.
It does not taste as much like tea, you're right.
I don't know if that's because I'm too drunk, though.
I want to take the seltzers, the normal strawberry seltzer, and compare it to the tea seltzer and see if there's a difference there.
I'm with you.
I'd really like to take a Twisted Tea strawberry, like one of their variety packs, and try it. But I thought they did.
You know,
let me look at this variety pack.
I literally have it. Sorry.
They have half and half peach, raspberry, and original.
Peach,
raspberry. Okay, they don't have strawberry, but they do have raspberry and half and half. The half and half is better than their original, I will say. It's more for lemon. Sorry. I'm taking too much time.
No, it's all right. Speaking of reining things in and keeping things under control, Braden, I think you've got something about keeping us all on a leash, huh?
Oh, yes. I definitely have something about keeping you on a leash. And I wouldn't recommend looking up the source because apparently it opens up about 90 ads on your computer.
I have 145 blocked ads on my computer currently.
103 for me.
According to metro.co.uk, a woman in Canada was fined after walking her husband on a lead and telling the police that he was her dog. Apparently, in Quebec, people were told that they have to stay indoors between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. to stop the spread of coronavirus. But as a exception, people were allowed to walk their dogs during this time to dogs away from people during this time, I guess. So a woman decided to walk her husband on a leash during this time.
That's a lot of money.
And when police approached them, she claimed that her partner was in fact a dog. And instead, were both fined $1,546 Canadian dollars. Despite claiming they were acting within their rules.
Do you know if the husband was naked?
It does not say that. I would assume not. I feel like they would have also gotten a public indecency charge against them, which the article does not mention.
That number is pretty close to $12,000 US. Oh, that's what
you're saying. Yeah, that's $1,200 and $1,214.
If you guys had done the conversion.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 893 pounds for any of you watchers that are British.
oh, man.
I had a watcher from Brazil.
Just in case.
Someone from the police department told that they did not cooperate with police at all and that the woman said she would not pay the ticket.
That's probably why they got the husband.
So, okay, so.
Definitely not a dog.
At first, I thought this was a sex thing. And that's why I was like, this sounds hilarious. Now I realize it's an anti-masker thing, and I'm less excited about it. Now I'm more ignored.
I don't know if it's anti-masker. I think it's anti-quarantine.
I wondered why you were saving this for the end.
I don't know if it's anti-masker. It might just be anti-quarantine.
Yeah, see, like, there's this girl on OnlyFans that like made millions of dollars just by pretending like she's a dog. So, I mean, like, this definitely sounds like
right, that's why I was like, this is a sex thing. Man on a leash, dog, is for sure a sex thing.
Mention whether or not he was in a furry dog costume, you see in some of the memes. It could have been where they were trying to make him look like a dog.
Yeah, okay.
It also doesn't say, it says they were both fined that $1,546. I don't know if that was per person or as a couple.
Both of them were
fined.
Here's
the deal. To have the leash and the collar available, like, dog collars wouldn't seem like they would fit a person, right? Unless they had a dog that was, like, a Great Dane.
You get a larger, how much is more? A
dog collar will expand quite a bit.
I'll say, how much different is it? Brandon, would you know that as a... It depends how skinny was the man, you know? I don't know.
Yeah,
I go on a leash? Here. Probably not. Got a thick neck, because I got
based on the excess collar our Weimaraner has.
Is it really the government's job to judge people's kinks? Like, what's happening here?
Technically, no, but it doesn't sound like it was a kink thing. Here's the question: if he gets more naked, does it get more reasonable? Because here's the thing: I don't think they sold the dog bit enough, right?
Actual picture.
Well, the actual picture is shut up. That's not dog. So you shut your mouth. But like, I'm telling you, if this man is dressed up in like the leather, like strap thing and like wearing a gimp mask, and then he's like, I'm a dog. You know what? You know what? The police would probably say, they'd probably be like, you know what? Have a good day. I'm off. I'm out of here. My idea is that this guy's probably just wearing like a t-shirt and shorts, like roof, roof. I'm a dog. Don't even find me.
Yeah.
Like if the guy had sold the bit, maybe, you know? Like, he wasn't a furry, and the fact that she didn't cooperate with police and doesn't want to pay the fine.
Well,
that okay, probably had a part in it.
I will say,
right, it's
if
probably
you Google kid petting a dog furry, and the first image,
I'm good on.
If it was like,
I'm good on googling that.
No,
I'm
no, this one
nope,
is actually fine.
No. I'm out.
I'm out.
It would be a little more reasonable.
All right, I'm not joining. I'm not joining you on that wish list. I'm all right. I'm on that watch list. I'm all right.
The very first image. The rest, I do not see a highly inappropriate one.
I'm not.
Just Google that.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
I'm out.
I'll take your word. You know what? You send me a screenshot on my phone. I'll review it for everybody. Just
I have two things about this. One. The literal caption for that is somebody walking an actual dog, which is allowed. That's the caption for the picture at the top.
This is a dog. This is okay.
But the second thing is, if the person, like, they're breaking curfew, sure. Man. But they're breaking curfew to walk their husband. Like, if they need to go for a walk that badly, like, they're walking. What is... What's happening here?
See, like, I think the police saw it as two people breaking curfew, not one person breaking curfew, because the police probably didn't acknowledge him as a dog, as he shouldn't be. But it was like during the day, I think if it was during the day, it would have been allowed. But since
we're
it was
right
breaking
next
curfew,
we're
that's
right
why they're
by
like,
Canada.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Canada. Let's all act like dogs and see who gets
just
arrested.
Look at it.
Okay, but here's the spirit of the law, is that you're trying not to get people outside to do stupid crap, but, like, walking a dog is fine. So, like, if somebody needs to go for a walk for whatever reason, they're not going to, like, a restaurant or a hidden, like, speakeasy. They're literally...
They're going to a park.
Like, what... What's worth $1,200 there for the fine? Is it just because they
protest.
Did something that... I don't.
Protest, freedom, something, right?
I'm confused by their direct messages real quick, and that one would be less terrible. Or, like it wouldn't be as noticeable.
Sure.
That's what I've seen before.
If they don't argue with the police, do they get a fine? Like, what's... Like, if they don't go... If she's cooperative, do they get a fine? What's...
Oh. I couldn't tell you.
Truman, I will say I saw this with the Friends, and it's...
Yeah, it's...
Where it's like, oh, the kid's petting a dog. Oh, that's nice. And then it's like, crap,
no. Yeah, I don't... Yeah, but again, if it's probably that guy, this guy is sold to the bit. This guy believes he's a dog. This guy's wearing his fur suit. Dog's a... Persona, whatever. You know, we're not here to bash furries. I don't know. I'm not saying that any of the other three. Yeah. I'm not a furry, but I don't want to bash furries in case any of you other three are furries. Don't ask them. They won't. You guys don't need to deny it or accept it. You know, just everybody should assume that they are furries unless they've talked to them personally.
No,
I don't want to say it anyway.
I'm just trying to give an option.
Yeah, right. For sure. Yeah. But that guy is sold to the bit. That guy,
he sold to the bit.
If he was on a leash, and the cops would not approach that man. That man is committed to being a dog for sure.
The first time I saw that picture, I thought it was just a big dog.
Right. All right. So okay. All right. I think we've talked enough about how committed to the bit. I guess you've got to be for just dogs.
Yeah. Sorry, I did not mean to have that go on.
No.
That
no. Table, no. I mean, but... no. You're right. You're right. But all right. So we need to wrap up this episode. This is going to be the longest episode of GrubBuds we've had, but that's about right. I mean, again, the drunk episode, it's incredible.
I've not finished this, really. Oh no.
Yeah, trust me. I'm like here. Yeah, I'm 3/4.
I'm already really full. It's about there.
You already broke the steel. You already let a lot of it go.
Right. If me, my life is my hell as a person.
I can go first for these ratings again if we need.
Sorry. Somebody in the chat does have the last name of Wolf, and then he's claiming that furries have made his life a personal hell. And you know what? I get it. That makes a lot of sense. The name is Wolf. That makes a lot of sense that furries would have ruined their life.
Hi, Josh.
All right. Let's wrap up this episode.
Okay. I can go first. I finished my truly.
That means, Lane, you're on deck.
I feel like the strawberry was very good.
Right now.
Okay, 90.
The strawberry was very good. It had a nice sweetness. Mm-hmm. It had a little bit of a bitterness, but like not a lot of strawberry flavors. I feel like are too bitter. Like they focus too much on getting exactly strawberry, mm-hmm. and not enough on like strawberry ice cream flavor is kind of what you should aim for your strawberry flavored beverages.
Right. Right.
So like yes. a 90 should be right where it is because it has a good sweetness. It has a good tea flavor still. I can still kind of taste the tea in the back of my mouth. And I just feel like it's just a solid beverage. Like, it's better than the peach, I feel, and better than the other, and definitely better than the Twisted Tea, and worse than the raspberry, though. So I feel like it's in between all those. It should be second in this list. Okay. So I'm giving you a 90.
Okay.
Jordan, are you really mixing? Are you really
mixing? I just want to try it. Excuse me.
Well, before you give your weird ranking from the mixing, I will go.
Why are you going?
I
feel like Truman should go first.
He can go if he wants to.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll go counterclockwise. We'll break the rules. All right, Brayden, you go.
Honestly, like Rory, I don't think it's as good as the raspberry, but for me, it's better than all of the others. I'll give it a 90. I like the sweetness. It does have some tea forward. But for me, sweetness usually goes, and as well as being a flat and not carbonated, you can drink a lot of it. So it'll go above the Twisted.
Fair enough. Does anybody remember what I ranked the raspberry at?
No.
I believe it
was...
Aren't
you the one that's keeping track?
Yeah, I am.
So the average was an 89.75. There's a... I did not get your ranking. There's a 92 and an 89 like and a 93.
So...
There's a 92 and a 93, and then a what?
Yeah, an 89, but I did not get your ranking.
Okay, so...
So it'll be below an 89.
2.5.
It has to be like an 87.
It has
to, yeah, I ranked it 85. Yeah. Oh, Truman, ranked it 89. You ranked it 89.
Did I put it as an 89? Okay.
I ranked it 85.
I ranked it like 94.
Yeah.
93.
Yeah, you two ranked it like in the 90s, and Truman and I ranked it in the 80s.
One of those scores.
So what I will say, we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room first. Our rankings for these Trulies have only gone up as we got deeper in the episode.
Yeah,
because we're getting drunker and drunker, honestly.
I think that the Trulies have gotten better as we went. Yeah, sorry. Lemon tea was worse than peach.
Yeah.
I think the flavors have also gotten better.
Strawberry over raspberry.
But take everything we say with a grain of salt. Strawberry tea, I'm with you. It's not as sweet as the raspberry. It's not as strong of a raspberry taste. So the tea comes out a little more. I'm with Rory here. I think strawberry is the best one. But it's just barely better than raspberry.
Whoa.
How high did Rory rank raspberry?
Hold on.
92.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. I'm giving this one a
90. Said raspberry was higher.
Okay. This one's a 91. This one's a 91.
Oh, wow.
91. Finally, right, that's solid.
Also, that's don't compare these scores to our Bud Light Seltzer Holiday Special episode. Wow, that was an episode for sure. Whenever we did the Bud Light Holiday Seltzers, don't compare those to these scores. I think all of those are worse than anything we taste in this box. Probably, I think all these are. I don't know. Some of them were pretty good, but
this
just,
is a really good box.
It was a good
box.
I'm glad
I didn't get a chance to try them.
Peppermint Patty was absolute dog shit. All right, Lane, round us off here.
All right, so the strawberry, I think it was definitely better than the lemonade, but it wasn't as good as the peach, just in my opinion. Sure. So I'd give this a solid 80.
Okay. I think we needed that. I think we needed that return to reality.
Exactly. But it's not like the flavor isn't as present as the peach and the raspberry. But the strawberry is just like, it's enough to where you know it's strawberry, you know? So,
wait a second. Does that put the raspberry at the same score as the strawberry then?
You know, I'm not sure. Like, I put the raspberry at 85.
All right.
And I put the peach at, like, 81.
Right.
So I think it's fair that I put the strawberry at 80.
Right, but it's 87.
Because it's not as good as the other two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like... It's there. You know, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
I have it as an 87.75. Was that the same score that we got?
No, 89.75 for raspberry.
Oh, okay. All right. So 80. Oh, I see it now. I had to expand the. So 89.75 for raspberry, 87.75 for strawberry, 82 for peach, 77.75 for lemon tea, 77.25 for twisted tea.
Okay. Yeah, can we get some final thoughts on this pack of teas here? So starting with Truman here.
Do we want to go through and just together go through our rankings of each one from 1 to 5?
Okay, so I had strawberry, raspberry, peach, lemon, twisted tea. Twisted tea is too sweet. These, all the Truly ones, walk that line perfectly. I think strawberry is that perfect blend of still sweet, but not as sweet as the raspberry. I think the raspberry was borderline overly sweet. Other than that, I feel okay about the rankings, the group rankings. But yeah, I had strawberry, raspberry, peach, lemon, twisted tea. And... I think overall, twisted tea is too sweet. Trulies are great. Braden?
I think my peach was a little too low. I think it goes for me, raspberry, strawberry, twisted tea original, and then peach and lemonade. Or lemon. Wow.
Lemon tea.
I think, honestly, after second opinions, I think the lemon was worse than the peach.
Okay. All right. Rory?
So I think my rankings were pretty accurate. I went raspberry, strawberry, peach, lemon, and then twisted. I feel like the Truly tea pack for the iced tea was super good. I really like the lemonade pack for the Truly also. I know Lane has been talking about it negatively, but I feel like those were good. I feel like only one of them breaches the tea pack because I'm a big tea drinker over lemonade. But I feel like overall the Truly iced tea pack is actually like all four flavors are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would highly recommend this Truly tea. And I feel like Twisted Tea needs to come out with a new flavor or rework something to taste more like tea, because there's a problem if you've had no competition and now you have actual competition.
They've got a major challenger. I mean,
to be fair, they have all of these flavors except for strawberry.
Yeah, but
they have four flavors of twisted tea.
You're right. I feel like I taste most of those twisted teas also, but I feel like they all lack in the tea flavoring.
Yes. And in their first run at tea, Truly matched the number of flavors that Twisted Tea has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And they Twisted didn't tea have original needs, included. And they could
Twisted Tea definitely original. Needs to step up their game right now, because it definitely feels like Truly's kind of approaching their territory, and probably Bud Light will come out with tea, because Bud Light just came out with lemonade after Truly, so I feel like Bud Light will hit a tea also at some point. Probably, and once those major manufacturers hit, you got to protect your turf here. Even if you have a major marketing scheme.
I can't imagine Bud Light tea tasting better than the other like two tea brands that we have right now.
You should try Kirk and Marker, but I will not say it's better than Truly.
Fair enough. All right, Lane, final remarks of the final remarks.
Yeah, so I'm kind of the renegade of the group right now, and I have my setup as raspberry number one, peach, strawberry, lemonade, then twisted tea.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I have going on right now. I really like this peach flavoring, because I don't like peach flavoring very much, but this just stood out to me from the rest. But the raspberry was definitely better than the peach. And then strawberry lemonade, because I don't really like the lemonade flavor that much. And the twisted tea was just a nice base to go off of.
Right.
But
I'll just say that all the tea isn't bad per se, right?
All the Trulies were better than the Twisted Tea. The Twisted Tea isn't bad, but like the Trulies were just better, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I feel it.
Oh,
honestly, I'm the only one that didn't put Twisted Tea at the bottom. So yeah, take that with a grain of salt.
And he likes flat stuff. It seems like
cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because I like being able to drink a lot of volume to get drunker.
I have drank I've drank with Braden a fair amount of time. Carbonation is not his friend. You know what? Okay. And that'll be the final word spoken this podcast. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. Wait, hold on real quick. Braden, do you have any shout outs? Where can we find you?
Manhattan, Kansas.
All right. Anything? All right.
Wow.
Wow. Just gave up his location. Just go to Manhattan, Kansas. Start asking for Braden. Ask for a really tall one. Rory, you got anything to shout out anywhere we can find you?
I'd like to tell you guys to check out Grub Buds on Apple Music and Spotify Podcasts, because they are available there. This is the sixth episode of the podcast, and there are some fun podcasts before this, including Taco Bell, The McRib, and some of the Bud Light holiday seltzers that we've talked about before. And the McRib is below average if you check out the first episode. But I would highly recommend checking out all of those episodes, part of the Steam Machine Network here.
The one thing I will revise you is that it is Apple Podcast and it's just Spotify Music. You missed it. You said Spotify Podcast and Apple Music. If you go to the Apple Music, you cannot find this podcast. But if you go to the podcast store, you can find it. And if you go to Spotify, it's all the same thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's there.
But I appreciate what you said. All right, Lane, where can we find you? Probably the most famous person
in
the podcast.
So, if you want to find me, just go on TikTok. It's at miles_TZU. You'll see me with 115 followers. It's really fun time there. Yeah, 115. I upgraded since the last time we talked.
Just 115?
I know. I broke 100. I broke 100 about like
2 days
ago, and it's only gone up since
probably times
100,000, 100,000 and 15 followers since then.
Jesus,
struggling.
The most famous person to Zoomers on this podcast, Lane. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here, Rory. I appreciate you being here, Brayden. I appreciate you being here. I think we all had a great time. I'm Truman Steen, the Steam Machine. You find me twitch.tv/steammachine, twitter.com/steammachine. We do sports on Tuesdays. Dom, that's true. Check it out wherever you're listening to
Truman,
this podcast as well.
Truman, can I do one last thing? Can we give a shout out to the sexiest graphic design team on Twitch right now for the new layouts?
The sexiest graphic design team on Twitch.
A self shout out.
A great whoa, there's other people on the graphic design team.
There's like four people on this team, man.
And the graphic design team, for whatever reason, is always in this corner to me. So I appreciate the sexiest graphic design team on Twitch. Listen to the podcast. Thank you everybody for showing up. We'll see you. I don't know if it'll be next week. It depends if fast food restaurants start introducing more food. But
there's always Mountain Dew.
There's always Mountain Dew. We'll see you guys there's when we see you.
We've had enough of this nonsense.